Seven Democratic candidates duked it out at last night's presidential debates in Las Vegas, Nevada. Who came out on top? Some say it was the Silver State itself. It was the first presidential debate ever held in the state of Nevada. It was fiery and even briefly bilingual.
Bienvenido también. Yo quiero que usted sepa que algunos gringos aquí hablan español también. Entonces, gracias.
For more on the debate and Nevada's role in politics, we're going to be joined by political strategist Jamal Simmons. First of all, I want to move on to Hillary Clinton. She garnered one of the loudest rounds of applause last night with this remark.
I'm not playing, as some people say, the gender card here in Las Vegas. I'm just trying to play the winning card. And I understand very well that people are not attacking me because I'm a woman. They're attacking me because I'm ahead. And I understand.
Jamal Simmons is with us now. How do you think Hillary did last night?
Oh, Senator Clinton did a great job last night. I think one of the things people were looking to see is whether or not she could withstand the attacks of her opponents and show that she was up to the challenge of being challenged. I think she did that very well.
So what about this whole question of a woman running for the White House? How do you think she finessed that whole question of whether or not she was a woman running for the White House or, as she put it, the best qualified candidate?
Well, we sort of this was a rerun of the question. The first pass at it didn't go over so well when she seemed to try to take the gender card on the issue, at least her campaign did and President Clinton did. But last night she took accountability. She's the leader. It's not about her being a woman. Every other candidate who has tried to make a run in this race has had people come after them, and no one mentioned any issues of race or gender. So I think she, in the second pass, did the right thing.
Let's talk about some of the candidates who are not polling so well. There was a lot of focus on Senators Clinton and Obama and Edwards. We're going to get to more of that in a second. But what about the other candidates? We just heard at the top a small clip from Bill Richardson. You had a lot of debate over the war. Did any of the other candidates stand out at any moment?
Joe Biden is clearly in a class by himself when it comes to foreign policy. I mean, he understands what's going on in the world at a nuanced level that no other candidate on that stage does. The problem is Americans very rarely vote for the most qualified person on any issue to be president. We vote for the people that we actually trust to do the things that it is they say they're going to do. So while Biden has been doing really well in the debates, and he clearly, again, knows more about these issues than anyone else, it hasn't been showing up in his fundraising or in his polling because of all the other factors that are going on in the race.
Now, Senator Hillary Clinton was deemed a loser in some previous debates or not doing as well as she could have. Last night, Senator Barack Obama got a little bit tongue-tied. He was talking about granting licenses in Illinois for undocumented immigrants, whether or not that is something that should happen.
Yeah, I think the challenge here is that he spent 2 weeks talking about Senator Clinton's seeming like she's on every side of this issue. And even last night, the answer that she gave wasn't really consistent with the answer she was been giving for the last couple of weeks. At least, you know, there should have been a follow-up question to get her to explain it. I think most people walked away from the original exchange believing that she was in favor of driver's licenses for illegal aliens. And last night, she said she wasn't. But Senator Obama tried to have a nuanced answer to the question as well.
Jamal, let me actually just play a little bit of that clip.
Sure.
Do you support or oppose driver's licenses for illegal immigrants?
I am not proposing that that's what we do. What I'm saying is that we can't be... No. Look, I have already said I support the notion that we have to deal with public safety and that driver's licenses at the state level can make that happen. But what I also know, Wolf, is that if we keep on getting distracted by this problem, then we are not solving it.
Because this is the kind of question that is sort of available for a yes or no answer. Either you support it or you oppose it.
What do you think that exchange says about the difficulty of dealing with some of these issues where some would argue you can't win? Choosing one side or the other, you really can't win.
It is tough to have a nuanced argument in campaigns, especially because campaigns are about differences and trying to find the person that you agree with and the person that you trust to handle the things you think are important as a voter. So it is a little tougher when you want to start having a more nuanced conversation about what you think. And frankly, most of these issues are not black or white. They are gray. And so it's tough for candidates to try to pull that together. I do think Senator Obama was clear that he said that he was for the issue. He was for illegal immigrants having a driver's license. But in his effort to try to explain it more broadly, he did get a little tripped up.
Before we let you go, I want to ask you about where you were last night, because I understand you were there, but not quite there.
Well, in all fairness, I think I was actually in the hall for some period of time, and I was in the press filing center. What typically happens at debates is that the media is put into another room where they can watch debates on TV screens. I mean, that happens. I've been to 20 of these things in the last 15 years.
So
that's a very
typical
thing that happens.
You were in a basement room with TV screens. Do you think that affected your coverage at all, in the sense that you may not have had quite the same access to the crowd and they're cheering, they're booing, they're laughing?
Well, I was actually in the debate hall for some time because I was actually one of the I work with the Nevada Democratic Party some. So I was in the debate hall for some periods, and I was in the press filing center, which happened to be in another room that was below the debate hall. To call it a basement would be kind of an overstatement. Yes, the only difference is you don't get a chance. You get the same experience as a journalist as the viewer gets who's watching it at home, which I think is a fairly fair way of doing these things. But what we did see last night, which we didn't talk about, is and wasn't reflected in the clips you played, Barack Obama actually last night, for the first time, I felt like he was the most comfortable he's ever been on that stage. He also had a very commanding presence. And one of the things I've been critical about him of in this campaign is that he hasn't sort of shown the command of a president, the bearing of someone who is going to take charge of the country. And last night, I felt like he did that for the first time. And over the last couple of weeks, it does seem like he's sort of getting his mojo as a candidate. And so that, I thought, was important. The tough thing, though, for someone like John Edwards, who was really ready to go after Senator Clinton, is the crowd was not in the mood to have a lot of conflict last night between the candidates. So they really did stop that exchange. And I think you would have had a more eventful debate had the crowd not been as involved with it as it was.
Well, Jamal, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with political strategist Jamal Simmons, and we're going to carry this topic over to our reporters' roundtable.